Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O
Lord. While the crowd was pressing in on Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats there alongside the lake. The fishermen had disembarked and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, he asked him to put out a short distance from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. After he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon said in reply, "Master, we have worked all night and have caught nothing. But at your command, I will put down the nets." When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their nets were tearing. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come to help them. They came and filled both boats, so that the boats were in danger of sinking. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at the knees of Jesus and said, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." Astonishment at the catch of fish, they had made, seized him and all those with him. Likewise, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners of Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men." When they brought their boats to the shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Like to quiz people what the ecclesial motto of the third millennium is, and few get it. But in Novum Millennium Unite, John Paul II's apostolic exhortation in 2001, setting the Church's pastoral plan for these 1,000 years, he was pretty explicit what it is. Duc in altum, put out into the deep and lower your nets for the catch. We see so much in this dramatic scene of the calling of St. Peter. Thank you, sister, for choosing the votive mass today. I always like to trust the prayerful spirituality and preparation of good sacristan. It's not just about Peter's vocation, it's about every vocation. It's about obedience to the Word of God. It's about hard work. It's about overcoming discouragement. It's about overcoming the fear of our own sinfulness and what that means. It's about the mission that the Lord gives us all, to be his fishing hooks, to be his nets, to catch fish one by one or in big groups at his command. We're there at the seashore in Galilee. The crowds were becoming more and more numerous. Teachers normally taught by sitting. It was a sign of authority, but Jesus was there by the water and was sloping downward and just not a good place to work. So Jesus caught these men. We know that he had already met Peter and Andrew and John. Caught these men fishing. It was a divine setup. Asked to borrow Peter's boat as a pulpit so that you could use the wind of the Sea of Galilee as a natural amplifier of what he was saying to those who had assembled on the shore. And afterward he said an absolutely ridiculous command to Peter. On the Sea of Galilee still today, you catch fish in shallow water in darkness. Peter knew that. They'd worked all night, been discouraged because he had zero to show for it, and the nets were already washed. But Jesus told them to go out and to do something totally contrary to his thought. I like to compare it to if Peter had said to Jesus, "I want you to hammer in this nail, but don't use the head of the hammer, use the handle." It was totally counterintuitive. It was a silly, stupid thing to be asked, and he was exhausted and just wanted to go home and crash. But because he had heard something from Jesus, or simply because he wanted to humor him and didn't want to get into a conflict with him, he said, We've fished all night, caught nothing. And I hear a big pause. But at your commands, I will lower the nets, whatever you say. But with no real enthusiasm, and out went the boats. And we know what happened with that many fish. Jesus would use this same type of scene in order to encourage Peter after the resurrection, when St. John counted the 153 fish. Here we don't know how many, but two boats were about to capsize because they had caught so many fish. That encounter with the generosity of the Lord, that encounter with the Lord's power, overwhelmed Peter. And with great sincerity, with huge humility, he dropped at Jesus' feet and just said, "You don't know who I am. I'm not worthy of this. Get away from me, because I can't, in all my darkness, be in your light." Jesus knew precisely what his fears were. So he said, "Don't be afraid." And then he gave him what the mission flowing from his vocation would be. "From now on, what you just did with fish, you're going to be doing in the seas of the world for men and women." And then we see something beautiful about Peter, Andrew, James, and John. When they came ashore after having caught the biggest draft of fish in their careers, they left it all for the others to sort. They left their boats, they left their nets, and follow Jesus. What an extraordinary scene. For us, the Lord came to us a lot of the times when we were in the middle of our work. Sometimes we can be discouraged because our work seems not to bear any fruit. So I was preparing for Mass today, looking at the statue of St. John Vianney in the sacristy. It took him almost a decade to turn his tiny little parish around. He would sit as a martyr in the confessional for hours, and nobody would come. And yet he persevered. And it was through that martyrdom of waiting that the Lord made him the greatest confessor of all time. It was through that dogged perseverance, through discouragement, that the Lord was preparing him humbly to accept what the Lord would do later. And little did St. Peter know that the draft of men and women would be so much greater than the draft of fish, that in Pentecost, this man with a thick Galilean accent would go on out and preach, and that day 3,000 would come to the faith. And he would see that recur as he would go through. As we battle sometimes our own discouragement, where it doesn't seem like anybody's coming, or when we put in a lot of work, that the people just don't respond, we need to remember this scene. And the Lord says, "Don't stop trying. Keep putting out into the deep. Lower your nets for a catch." Because the catch comes not through our skill. The catch doesn't really even come from our prayers. The catch comes from obedience to the Lord, who gives that type of response. St. Paul, in today's first reading to the Colossians, which we ponder every Wednesday night at Vespers, was trying to help the Christians there overcome discouragement, and he explicitated the prayer that he always says for the Colossians. We've got the first half of the prayer today. I don't know if you'll ponder it tomorrow. I would urge you to, regardless of what readings are used for the feast of Our Lady's birthday. But St. Paul says, "We never cease to pray for you, and ask that you be filled with the knowledge of God's will, filled with it, that you might become one with it, rather than doing your own will. The real essence of the Christian life is not just to say, but to let God's will be done in us, just like we see in Our Lady. Asking that through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, Sophia, Sophrosune, that you might see things with God's eyes, and so seeing, know how to align life to that wisdom, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. The real essence of Christianity is to follow the Lord. It's to walk in His light. It's dynamic. It's not static. It's constantly a journey, coming to Him and going from Him to others, so as to be fully pleasing. The real essence of life is to please God. And Paul was praying that they would become fully pleasing in every good work bearing fruit. In every work, opening ourselves up to the Lord who wants to make that work fecund. Growing in the knowledge of God. It's when we work with the Lord, when we seek to please Him, when we want to know His will, that we get to know Him so much better. Strengthened with every power in accord with His glorious might, that the Lord wants to make us Joans of Arc, wants to make us rocks on whom He can build His church and others can build their faith. He's got the power to do it, to fill us with every blessing in the heavens, and He wants to. For all endurance and patience, for the sisters who have been here for a while, there are two good words hiding behind those English translations, hupomone and makrothumia. Two awesome Greek nouns. This real courage and this patience that will just continue to persevere until the end, no matter what. Paul was praying for the church in Colossae, that they would have this no matter what trials would come, with joy giving thanks to the Father. To give thanks in all circumstances with great cheerfulness, because the Lord is blessing us, even when we seem to catch nothing, because we're growing in humility then. We're growing in obvious dependence on His providence rather than thinking it's dependent on us. Giving thanks to the Father who has made us fit to share the inheritance of the Holy Ones in light. He's prepared us to be a saint, to share the most incredible treasure, not just later, but now. And we see that in the sacramental life, that we bear in these earthen vessels the very treasure of God Himself. And then finishes with something that was a commentary on St. Peter's life in today's Gospel, a commentary on his life as he was mad on the road to Damascus, and a commentary on our lives. He delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. That the Lord has led us on an extraordinary Passover, from death to life, from darkness to light, from a kingdom with an end to a kingdom with no end. And St. Paul was praying for the first Christians and for Christians of every age, that we would experience this manifold blessing. Tomorrow, if you hear it, it will continue focusing on Christ as the icon of the invisible God, this extraordinary treasure who comes to us despite it all, and every single day tells us, don't be afraid, put out into the deep, lower your nets for a catch. Today, let's obey fully and watch what He does. Praise be Jesus Christ.
Amen.